Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. We are open every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The beautiful 87 acres remain a place to enjoy the wonder of nature while practicing social distancing. We hope you'll find peace and optimism here during these uncertain and quickly changing times. With spring coming to the garden, the visual delights begin as soon as you turn onto the driveway. Trees and plants are blooming, and you can't miss the beautiful pink trumpet trees in the parking lot. They look like a pink cloud on a tree trunk. Also in bloom are the aloe plants with 4-foot-tall spires that have a fringe of orange, bell-shaped flowers at the top. The map that you may pick up at visitor services will have the details of the blossom hunt and the incredible journey, A Bug's Life. However, blooming plants in the garden are too numerous to include them all in the hunt, and it's a lot of fun to find more of them for yourself. As you make your way into the garden from the atrium, to your right is the koi pond and the Japanese garden. There is a lovely stand of iris flowering in the Japanese garden. Near the koi pond, supported by the shade structure, is the beautiful Chinese wisteria. It's just bursting out in purple clusters that look like bunches of grapes. You'll find another Chinese wisteria blooming in the Garden of the Senses, where you can sit on a bench under it to smell the sweetness of the blossom. To get to the Garden of the Senses, you turn left at the Rose Garden, where the new buds are reaching up nearly ready to burst forth, then keep on going to the Mediterranean Garden with its complement of California and coastal poppies in bloom and the Fuller sculpture by Doris Sung. You'll find the Garden of the Senses immediately on your right, where everyone is encouraged to see, sniff, and feel all the plants. Right now, the winter blooming butterfly bush is coming into bloom. It too has a purple bloom, smells wonderful, and as it's named, it attracts butterflies. As you wander through the banyan grove, look deep into the shady places. You'll see stands of blooming white calla lily and red and orange clivia. When you leave the banyan grove, you can see Sakura Meadow directly ahead of you. This is the home of the Japanese flowering cherry tree grove. There are also a few oak trees in the meadow and a lovely sculpture on display. Altogether, there are 8 sculptures on display in the garden. See if you can find them all. Throughout the garden, you'll see local wildflowers and California natives coming into bloom. Keep an eye out for lupin and poppies. These plants are self-seeding and have spread liberally to all the sunny spots. There are also salvias, sages, and penstemon, which are California native plants and are planted throughout the garden. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.